From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. That's acting U.S. Attorney Kim June in the background today, enumerating the charges against a New York City bombing suspect who set off a crude bomb in the New York City subway system Monday. He's been charged with 5 terror-related counts, including providing material support to a terrorist organization and using weapons of mass destruction. Former United Nations Secretary General Kim Ban Ki-moon reiterated his pronounced disappointment on Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement at the summit in France.
This is a politically short-sighted and misguided and economically irresponsible, scientifically wrong.
Trump announced in June his plans to leave the climate pact, saying the agreement would have cost too much to Americans' economy. Voting is still underway in the southern United States, Alabama, in a tightly contested Senate election between Democrat Doug Jones and Republican Roy Moore. The campaign's been spoiled by charges from women who accused Moore of sexual misconduct 4 decades ago when they were teenagers, and he was in his 30s. Tuesday's special election is being watched nationally, to be sure, but it's also international in terms of President Trump's political barometer and his political clout, exporting nationalism. You can get more online at voanews.com, and we are also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and all every day, all 24 hours, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's political parties want to give voters another 2 months to sign up for next year's election after political turmoil disrupted the registration process. The Secretary General of the Movement for Democratic Change said the ruling party and opposition groups will ask electoral authorities on Wednesday to extend next week's voter registration deadline into February.
Zimbabwe started registering voters in September, but its Electoral Commission said on Tuesday just over 4 million voters out of a target of 7 million had signed up, 8 days before the deadline to end the process. Part of the problem was that thousands of potential voters, who are classified as aliens because their parents are from other countries in southern Africa, have only been able to register since last week following a court ruling.
Meantime, Lisa Schlein reports the International Organization for Migration sees an alarming deterioration of the humanitarian situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo as fighting continues to spread throughout the country, forcing thousands to flee.
The International Organization for Migration reports a humanitarian catastrophe is looming in Democratic Republic of Congo. It notes spreading violence in parts of the country has forced more than 4 million people to flee their homes, making DRC the African country with the highest displacement population. The most combustible regions include the eastern and south central provinces of North and South Kivu, Tanganyika, and Kasai. IOM is appealing for $75 million to urgently meet the growing needs of displaced Congolese and the communities in the violent eastern and central provinces hosting them. More than 13 million people will be in desperate need of humanitarian assistance and protection throughout the next year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Despite Russia's ban from the upcoming Olympics, officials in the country still expect more than 200 of their athletes to compete in the Games. That is under an International Olympic Committee sanctions announced last week that all Russians must compete under the Olympic flag. They must do so as simply being called, quote, Olympic athletes from Russia. The decision to ban Russia came after the country was found to run a sophisticated doping program at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. In particular, diaries of chemists who helped run a drug ring were obtained and were given under Freedom of Information Act and other measures. And finally, tonight, Yemeni security forces killed at least 3 suspected militants in a raid early Tuesday in the southern port city of Aden. 3 policemen were killed in a shootout. Forces stormed the workshops where the car bombs were being built. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.